Okay, today we learn Erevin Daf Ayin Hey. So Zok the Mishnah Shtei Chatzeros Zulef Mimizu. When there are two Chatzeros, with an inner one that can only access the street through the outer one, so Yerva Apnimus V'lo Yerva Chitzon. If the inner one made an Erev and the outer one did not make an Erev, one can only carry in the inner one, but not in the outer one. Hachitzon V'lo Apnimus. If the outer one, but not the inner one, made an Erev, it's also to carry in both of them. The inner one doesn't have an Erev, and the outer one is also on account of the rights of the people from the inner one to walk through it. Irva Zuli Atzma Vzuli Atzma. If each made an independent Erev, but they never joined together in a single Erev, so then there are three Shitas in the Mishnah. Tanakama says the members of each Chatzar can carry in their Chatzar. Rabbi Kiva holds that the outer one is still Aser, since the people from the inner Chatzar have to have the right to walk through it on their way to the street. And the Chams say, Andrisa Regalosarta, the rights of those people from the inner Chatzar to walk through the outer Chatzar does not make it Aser. So we'll explain the rest of the Mishnah later as we get to the Gemara. But Kiyasa Rav Dimi explains the Machlokas between Rabbi Kiva and the Chamim to be that Rabbi Kiva holds afilu regel hamutaris b'mekama aser shelo b'mekama. The rights of passage of a person who is permitted to carry in his own inner chater can forbid carrying in the outer chater that he walks through. Whereas the Chamim hold k'shem sheregel hamutaris eina asura osares kach regel ha'asura eina osares. Neither the right of passage of somebody who is permitted to carry in their own chater nor the right of somebody who cannot carry in their own chater will make the chater that they walk through aser. So it turns out, according to Rav Dimi, these are two diametrically opposed viewpoints. Rabbi Kiva holds even when you're muteris b'makoma, you aser in the adr chatzar, and the Rabbanan hold you never aser in the adr chatzar, even when you're asura b'makoma. So the Gemara challenges Rabbi Dimi's understanding of the chachamim from four places, successfully defending the first two, but not the last two. So first, irv chitzon v'lo pnim shtei and asuros. The Mishnah said that if only the adr chatzar has an eruv, both chatzeros are aser. This can't be Rabbi Akiva, because there's no chiddush, since even when they both have an eruv, the adr one is aser. So it must be the chachamim, and we see that what do the chachamim hold? That somebody who's not allowed to carry in their own chatzar does restrict the outer chatzar. It's only a regular mutaris b'mekama that does not restrict. Our answer is that that line may have been authored by Rabbi Kiva, and the Mishnah simply works in the lozu avzu from the lesser chiddush to the greater chiddush. So that the second challenge is that the Mishnah said that if both chatzeros make an eruv, they are each mutter, implying that if just the inner one didn't make the eruv, they would both be aser. Now that can't be authored by Rabbi Kiva, because he would hold that the outer one is aser even when the inner one has an eruv. So it must be authored by the chamim, and they apparently hold regel asura oseres. So the Gemara answer is that it's really authored by Rabbi Kiva, and he only permits carrying in both chatzeros when they make a small fence at the entrance between them as a sign that the people from the inner chatzer give up the right to walk through the outer chatzer. So the third challenge is the Mishnah said that if there were only one person in each chatzer, it would be mutter, implying that the inner regular mutaris doesn't cause problems for the outer chatzer, but if there were many people in the inner chatzer, the regular asura would cause problems. So there you see, that's going like the Rabbanan, and we're mechalei between regular mutaris and regular asura b'mekama. Finally, the fourth raya that against Rav Dimi is that the Mishnah said that if somebody from the inner chatzer forgot to join in their eruv, but in both chatzeros become aser because he is a regular asura b'mekama. The implication is that had he remembered to join in the eruv and had he been therefore a regular mutaras b'mekama, he would not cause any restrictions in the outer chatzer. So again, you see the chamar mechalik between a regular asura and a regular mutaras. So Eloki Yasser Rabin said that we got it all wrong, that there aren't just two opinions in the Mishnah, there are three opinions in the Mishnah, and it's not just two extremes. Tanakama holds only regular asura creates problems, but a regular mutaris does not create problems. That's a middle ground approach. Rabbi Kiva holds even a regular mutaris creates problems for the Aruch Hatzer, and the Chum holds that even a regular asura does not create problems for the Aruch Hatzer, and those are the two extreme opinions. If both chatzeros joined in an erev and they put it in the outer chatzer where they both have rights, and somebody from one of the chatzeros forgot to join, both chatzeros are aser. The Braisa adds that if they kept the erev in the inner chatzer and a member of the inner chatzer didn't join, both are aser. But if a member of the outer chatzer didn't join, Rabbi Kiva holds both are aser, and the Chamim hold only the outer one is aser. The Gemara explains Rabbi Kiva holds that the inner chatzer is only aser until the members of the outer chatzer are mevatel their rishos to the members of the inner chatzer. But the Rabbanan hold that the eruv between them is invalidated without any bitul rishos, since the inner chatzer never agreed to an eruv that would limit their usage of their own chatzer. So Neimah Shmuel Rabbi Yochanan plucked the Rabbanan Rabban Rabbi Kiva Kamifugi. So Gemara thinks the machlokas amurayim, whether members of one chatzar can be mevatel rishus to members of another chatzar, is exactly our machlokas tanaim, and that would be very strange. So the Gemara concludes, no. Shmuel would say that Rabbi Kiva only allows bitul rishus mechatzar lechatzar when one chatzar restricts the other. And Rabbi Yochanan would say that the Rabbanon only don't rely on bitul rishus mechatzar lechatzar because the inner chatzar should be able to break the eruv without a bitul rishus. If the two chateres each only had one person, they don't need an erev at all. Rav Ada Bar Ava holds that even if the outer chater has two people, the outer chater is usher based on the rights of the guy from the inner chater to walk through it. But Shmuel holds no. The outer chater only becomes the outer one only becomes usher if there's more than one person in the inner chater. Rav Lazar explains that a single non-Jew in the inner chater would make the outer chater usher to carry him, because somebody might think a Jew lives with him and he didn't rent out his rights in the chater. When there are 10 houses, one behind the other, Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel says only the inner one has to contribute to the eruv, because the others are all considered a base shire, an entranceway to the inner one. Rav Yochanan holds even the second to last one has to contribute, because it only serves as a base shire to the innermost one, so it's not considered a real base shire.